Jesus asks a question to the man that he asks each one of us. Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be saved? In the scriptures, that word for healing, for being made well, for salvation, it's all the same word. And when we apply the gospel message to our lives, it is the same. Do we want to be made well? The season of Lent is a great time to really reflect upon that question. And when we hear this story in particular today, this man who for 38 years was sitting by the pool waiting for his turn. When we have these stories, it's good to reflect upon the virtues that are exposed there. This man who has been patiently and persevering in his wait. How well do we practice those virtues of patience and perseverance? How easy it is to give up, to lose hope, to think, oh, this is just the way it is. This is just the way that I am. This struggle against sin, this struggle against illness of the soul should never end. We should never lose hope. This virtue of perseverance, this virtue of fortitude, is something that we should be praying for, especially in the midst of the world that is so contrary to the gospel message, where sin is on display, highlighted and advertised as the goal for our life. It's so easy to get sucked into the culture and to not fight against the imperfections within the soul. But we don't fight on our own. I mean, this theme of water, from the ancient antiphon to the beautiful, vivid imagery of the water from the temple in that first reading, in the pool of water in the gospel, should, especially during Lent, as we reflect upon the cross, should cause us to think about the pierced side of Jesus when the water and the blood flowed forth. And as the church teaches us, that's a sign of the sacraments. So while we're fighting and persevering for to be made well, to be healed, to be saved, it's the grace of God. The sacramental grace that we receive firstly in baptism and then maintained through the rest of the sacraments that allows us to persevere patiently, trusting in the promises to come, no matter how long we must endure. And that's the virtue of fortitude, of perseverance, that we fight the good fight, no matter how long, no matter how arduous. We heard a couple of Sundays ago that Jesus is the new temple. The water from his side is that water that Ezekiel prophesied in the first reading. And those sweet words that he said, those beautiful words that he said, that every water that the fresh water touches turns sweet. When the water flowing from the temple touched the salt water turned sweet. That's the power of the grace that we receive in the sacraments. The ordinary, normal way of receiving salvation is through the sacraments. Let us pray for those graces, for those virtues of patience and perseverance, to hold fast, to fight the good fight, to turn to our Lord in the time of trials. Let him ask us, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well?